game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It is August 30th, 2016. We are finally back. Oh my God. August is so busy. We got basketball ranks. Baseball is still going on. I have a football draft tonight. Of course, you're hearing this the next morning. Slim's learning how to be a golf pro? What's that about?
What is that? No, no, no.
Yes, yes. Not at yes. all. Oh my God. Your golf swing. A thing of beauty. Mwah! I just did the you know, Italian chef thing, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I hope so. Either that or it was the French double kiss on the cheek, one of the two.
If we were French, I'd be kissing something else, big boy.
Wow, what a beginning. I hope you weren't eating your lunch.
I learned it from Evan Fournier.
Oh, well, he can pull it off. He's got that man bun thing going.
He does have a nice bun. So Slim, did you watch any of the Olympics at all? Do you care about the Olympics? Do the Olympics matter to you in fantasy basketball at all?
Fantasy basketball, absolutely not.
There should be a fantasy basketball Olympics league. That'd be pretty fun.
You probably could do something like that with some daily fantasy stuff, sure.
Yeah, that could be fun. Well, the U.S. won. They looked awful against Spain. That's the only game I watched. Did you watch any of them?
Not all the way through, but I caught pieces.
Yeah, I watched
We always look just bigger and stronger than usual.
Yeah, the Spain one was really annoying. It was like watching, what's the best way to put it? Like maybe a D3 really fundamental school against a D1 team that had no coach and everyone just playing one-on-one, you know?
Okay. Yale versus Kentucky.
Yeah, there you go. That's a really good one. And did you hear that? Yale fan Slim just called you a D3 college.
Hey, Spain made a run of it, so maybe Yale would make a run of that game.
Y'all ready for this? So Slim, are you ready to talk some ranks? Our whole show today, nothing but ranks.
Yeah, we got about 50 of them to go through.
We're not going to get to every single one. That would literally take forever.
We're about to find out.
As did that interchange. All right, I've got LeBron number 11. Why do you have LeBron in your top 10? Did we talk about LeBron our last show? It's been so long, I can't remember.
It's kind of tough not to, but no, it's, you know, the usual. You know what you're going to get from him.
How is the playoff thing? You used to always be the playoffs guy. How does that not kill him?
That's for younger guys. I care about seeing a guy, you know, who was, you know, developing throughout the year really blow up in the playoffs. That's what I'm watching for. These older guys that have good games during the playoffs, sure, you expect it out of LeBron.
Well, no, I'm talking less about what he did last year and his playoff schedule this year.
Oh, no, I haven't delved too far into that.
Oh, well, as I put in my ranks there, where's I have it somewhere. Now I can't find it. But he has a two-gamer in the semifinals.
Oh, he's dead to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what it boils down to? Really, there's two games in the semis? I hate that that happens.
Oh, wait, no, he's not the two-gamer one. I think he's going to play two games, though. He's three games in the semis, four in the finals, but back-to-backs in both of them. And in the three-game week, one is, I think it's a Wednesday at Denver, and then a Friday, Saturday, back-to-back. There's no way he's playing all three of those games. So, yeah, two-week semis, at least I think.
At least I think. Yeah, I don't know.
They always bench him.
That's too far to go on. We thought that of Curry and you know, them, the Golden State Warriors this past year. That didn't happen. They went for a record, and they all played.
Are the Cavs really going to go for a record? Seriously, how often is a team chasing a record? When's the last time a team actually chased the Bulls' record?
If it's not the record, then they'll be, you know, they're going to have that red-hot Knicks team on their heels.
Oh, my God, the super team? The super Knicks?
Yeah, I'm not going to let that go.
Just like PJ Tucker and all the super things. It's not going to go anywhere.
I mean, it's between him and Giannis, and you're kind of between those two guys.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. You're getting quite a bit more scoring with LeBron.
True.
You got your sacrificing that block that Giannis gives you, but you
might be over
Jason
a block. Kidd
might not go to him. He might go to Dellavedova for 6 assists a game, and all of a sudden your Giannis is looking like a top 50 Giannis instead.
That's not going to happen. Dellavedova is a Thragnoff that plays point guard.
I don't trust Jason Kidd. I have no faith in what he does.
Okay, I can't really dispute that. Damn it, Slim. Way to just paint me in a corner. No one paints baby in a corner.
Oh, yeah. I'm probably taking Giannis ahead of him. I'm probably lying about that when it comes down to it.
Oh, so you might have LeBron 11 just like I do.
Or 10-ish.
You hate Kawhi.
I know. The low assists, at least, you know, the slightly below average assists for a first rounder.
Yeah.
It's just annoying. You have to make up for it. I don't want to make up for it.
Well, you can start making up for it by the point guards in the second round. We have a lot of them. Why are you so insistent on still loving John Wall? I mean, I still love him too, but I don't know. I think Lowry has finally turned the corner. We all talked about how much like better he looked last year. Everyone's checking him out. Remember he lost all the weight and like got himself ripped? And then he goes through and has the most minutes per game, stays healthy for a full season. Why are you not buying into Lowry more?
As a 29-year-old, yeah, that's kind of tough to trust. 29-year-old playing, was it a career high in games played?
Probably. I can look it up, Vamp, for me.
Yeah, I'm looking at Wall's numbers, and you know, I like that he took the threes again. That was up to a career high, 4.3 per game attempted, 1.5 total. So that part of the game came up. You know, 1.9 steals was a career high, 0.8 blocks. You know you're still getting the blocks out of him. 10.2 assists, just, you know, almost laps Lowry.
His free throws went way down. No, Lowry played 79 in 13-14, played 70 the year after, and then 77. I mean, that's 77-plus in two of the last three, 70-plus, 68-plus in past four seasons.
Now you're getting into bad territory.
68 plus for four straight seasons is pretty damn good.
That 68 season is probably missing our fantasy playoffs. We probably lost because of that one.
I can't remember. I don't remember what I ate for breakfast.
So I don't even know what years you're talking about here.
So. That was in 12-13, 68. Then 79, then 70, then 77 last year. There you go.
Yeah, I don't quite trust the legs as much. I think Wall is hungry. He really wants to make a name for himself.
Well, he's doing a good job by throwing Beal under the bus. You see that?
Yeah, that's not the most motivational way to go about it, I think.
I just want him to be an all-star like me.
Yeah, just be more like me, you know? That's all you got to do.
They're close. I mean, I even put that they're pretty much a coin flip. I don't know. Wall's so many turnovers. I know that's fine. I don't know.
Right. We don't really want to get into pairings too much, but you know, when you said you would go Giannis, you'd go with Lowry with him, and with Wall, you'd go the white side. I can't disagree with that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think that sounds right. So I think it kind of depends on your first round pick. I could go either way. So
yeah,
we are in agreement there. So I've got Paul George 15, DeMarcus Cousins 16, Draymond 17. Someone in the comments was like, how do you still have Draymond 17? You still think he's going to be a second rounder, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to fall too far off. I think his minutes will still be there. Slight fall off in scoring, but you know, maybe he'll pick it up a little further in the defensive end.
That's not what you draft him for anyway, though, is the scoring.
Yeah, you draft him for the big steals and blocks and dropping some threes in. Didn't he come through with the field goal percent last year, too? That was kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah, and I mean, the assists, I mean, if anyone's going to easily get assists by kick out to jump shooters, there's no one that's going to get more assists like that than Draymond Green with Durant, Thompson, and Curry.
Yeah, no, I think when it's all said and done, he'll be a second rounder. I don't think there's too much fear there.
Man, Draymond's field goal percentage over his career, listen to this, rookie year, 32.7%. Blech. Sophomore year, 40.7%. Not very good. 2 years ago, 44.3%. Okay. And last year, 49%. He's improved it 15% over his 4 years.
It's hard not to say he isn't still getting better also.
Yeah, I still don't like him, though. I'm not a big fan of nut taps.
Wow.
No, I mean, seriously, people do that to you in college. They think it's funny. It's like, dude, I might not have kids now. How is this funny?
Yeah, this is, I think we've had this, this is a millennial thing. It's got to be a millennial thing.
Yeah, I think so. So that didn't happen when you were in the high school, young like, young man years?
Oh, no.
No one.
Not back in the 19-aught whatevers.
Just by saying aught, we know how old you are now. All right, next two, and I really wrestled with this one, and I knew, did you see I even put it in the article that I knew that you were going to hate that I put Kemba one ahead of Lillard?
Yeah, I mean, they're not that different of players stat-wise, but, you know, it's Damian Lillard. I'm a fan of him as a person, as a basketball player. Kemba's, I don't know.
Ariel bias?
I'm sure. I don't argue with that.
Kemba finished four spots in per game last year, 17th to Lillard's 21. And yes, a lot of that's turnovers, but you know, I've been starting to make a build in my head. I think it's Towns, Kemba, Aldridge, someone else, and like Conley. And you could just that could actually be a really good team, even though it doesn't, it's not flashy.
Yeah, I guess Cat isn't flashy. I don't know if I really agree with that, though.
Well okay, Cat's flashy. I mean, any first rounder is flashy. But I'm just saying, yeah, that's a team that's a win turnover team. I don't know if I've ever drafted a win turnover team.
No, I mean, you got to look for that assist to turnover ratio.
Yeah, that's why Kemba and then Conley later in the draft makes sense for that.
I know you're not going to actually draft Conley, so I'm going to throw this.
If I somehow managed to have this build go through four rounds, I would draft Conley.
Oh, there's got to be somebody else for you down there.
I can't wait to talk Conley again. Remember how much we yelled on him? And somebody was right.
Yeah, he had a career year.
No, what are you talking about? Get out of
not
here.
Not even remotely true. I know. Don't yell at me.
It's fine if you want Lillard ahead of Walker, but do you agree that they're at least close? I mean, Walker did have the better year, or do you think Walker had the quote-unquote career season?
The steals were high.
Yeah, but he's always been a steals guy.
He's always been a mediocre steals guy. Didn't he have the one year that was kind of an outlier and then came back down?
That sounds right. Here, I'm pulling up his stats now. I'm pretty sure his second year he had like a 2+ steal rate, and then it kind of fell. Oh, wow, I have a great memory. In 12-13, 2.0 steals. Then it fell to 1.2 and then 1.4 2 years ago. Then back up to 1.6 last year. So it's been incrementally coming back up.
Yeah, I think that 1.6 number is where we're at.
Yeah.
And with Batum on his team, I don't see that 5.2 getting too much higher.
No, but I don't think so either. But we did see the field goal percentage go way up. He took more shots, took more threes, said he felt more comfortable. The free throw volume went way up. The turnovers are still mad low.
Yeah, it was definitely a turning point for him. Kind of a DeRozan-esque turning point.
Oh, don't just go.
Well, it's year. I'm not comparing him to DeRozan. Come on.
I know. Well,
but you're talking a big jump in field goal percent, still only 42.7. It's not like he helped.
Sure, but
still a drain.
Yeah, it's a drain. But what was Lillard last year?
About the same.
Lillard was 41.9%. Kemba outshot him last year.
Yeah, Lillard gave you 25 points though.
True, but he also gave you over three turnovers when Kemba gave you two.
Pretty similar in the free throws. Yeah, it's I can see a reason for either.
Okay, well, at least I got you to bend that there could
but
be
a reason. I have a feeling that in the other people's rankings, Yahoo and ESPN and stuff like that, I think Kemba's going to be a good round later than these
guys.
Yeah,
I think so too. I think I have Kemba really high. The metrics liked him last year, and I don't think it was a fluke. And
I guess that's what it boils down to. I don't love Kemba as a second-round pick, but he's going to be a great third-round pick.
Okay, I can agree with that. And again, I do these ranks without looking at ADPs and without really looking at other people's ranks. Yeah, I have a couple lists just to be sure I'm not an idiot and miss something. But
I think this comes down to name value in like ESPN highlights.
Oh, that's, I mean, and he's in that commercial as Baby with Kevin Garnett.
Oh, well, that's going to help him. That's going to raise his draft value.
As sad and as ironic as we're trying to sound, that's actually true.
Yeah, Lillard did those Baby commercials, and look at now.
First round pick. Ding! All right, moving along. Next, I have my free throw punt guys. If you want to read more on our free throw punt talks, we have a lot of that on the main rankings post. You can click on 2016-17 ranks on basketball.rasball.com, or you know, just anywhere on the site, it'll be one of the top posts on there. And oh, speaking of Slim, I didn't pimp the RCL leagues. Have you joined an RCL league yet?
Not yet. Figured I'd give it a little bit of space.
Yeah, you're
people
good.
Complain about not getting into yours first.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams on there, but yeah, we've got the 2016-17 RCL league signups up. Again, basketball.rasball.com. Go to our leagues in the first tab under there, 2016-17 RCL signups. Or if you're listening to this right when it goes up, it'll be one of the first posts. But really easy. Takes like 2 minutes to create a new league. Admittedly, it takes about 5 seconds to join a league. But we want you to start new leagues because people will join them really quick. Did a ton of fun with them last year. Man, we already got 6 leagues up. We need to get to, I want to double every year. We need to get to 44 leagues this year, Slim. Is that even possible?
Of course. I mean, we've only been up for hours.
Yeah. Whew. Let's hope that happens. All right, back to the ranks there. Thanks for checking that out. DeAndre Jordan and Andre Drummond, my 2021. As I said, if you want to read more and more on free throw punts, you can go there. Do you agree with me having them this high? This is the highest I think I've had the free throw punt guys.
Yeah, they're not going to leave the second round. They shouldn't leave the second round.
Yeah. Do you agree? Do you like my DeAndre Jordan ahead of Drummond? Again, I'm looking
at... I'm taking Drummond. I feel like there's still more upside to be had there.
Don't disagree.
Just called him out, too. I kind of like that. Yeah. I like Van Gundy. I think he'll manage to unlock that.
I like Van Gundy as well. Again, agree. But, man, you have to like that DeAndre Jordan plays every game and has a 5-gamer in the semis.
Yeah, no, we're going down to that. It could be enough. I mean, I think the numbers come down slightly with Blake playing a full year, we expect.
Yeah, but what numbers are going to – like, what does Blake really impact?
Well, it's just enough, you know. The 12 points will come down to 11. The 13.5 boards might come down to 12. It's just a little bit less.
Okay, well, Drummond last year also played 33 minutes. I should mention Drummond doesn't miss games either, so that's good for him. How many did Jordan play? Because this new free throw rule or whatever to discourage hack-a-shacking, I think it's just you can't foul anyone in the last 2 minutes of any quarter or something like that.
Yeah, this is completely pointless in my opinion. That's usually a backup playing at that point.
Yeah.
Most centers don't play the full 12-minute first a quarter.
So you're saying it doesn't change too much for you?
For regular guys, for starters, no. Absolutely not.
Yeah. So, you know, last year, 13.8 boards for Jordan, had 15 the year before, and Blake was healthy that year. Who's to say he can't stay at 14?
Yeah. Me, I guess.
Boom, roasted.
I didn't really have an answer for that. That was the quickest I could come up with. You know, it's just a matter of upside.
It's a lot
I think
of
the floor for both is so high.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and Drummond has, I agree again, has more upside. His post game's really coming along. He started kind of slow last year. You know, he had 14.8 rebounds. So, yeah, I mean, I just think, you know, Drummond 1.4 blocks. Yes, he gives the 1.5 steals, which is nice. But DeAndre Jordan's really gonna get the 2.5 blocks.
Maybe. I have him closer to only being a half a block apart this year in my projections. So.
Yeah, I see that. 1.7.
You know, Jordan's getting a little older. Drummond's getting into the prime, so, you know.
Okay.
Got to put age into that a little bit.
Now, say you drafted Steph Curry. Wouldn't Jordan make more sense? You don't need the extra points.
Well, the extra steals also. I mean, you could...
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. The lower turnovers, that would kind of matter in that scenario, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I could see that.
All right. I need to cue something up because I have someone ranked in my top 25 that has some sort of sound needed for it. Do you have any idea where I'm going with this?
If I could speak in a foreign language without sounding incredibly, you know, inappropriate, then, you know, I can try to sit here and just kill time, but I don't really know how long that's going to last.
Top 25! I'm doing some awesome chair dancing right now. Number 23 on my list, I have Brook Lopez, 22. Where do you think Porzingis is going to go in ADPs? I have a feeling it's going to be like 30s or 40s.
Oh, man. So, you know, when Yahoo first came out, this is the only guy I even looked up. I tried to stay away from it. When Yahoo first opened, he was like 60-something.
Oh, my God.
They just changed it. I was about to say fixed, but that would be not true. They just changed it, and they have him at 28.
Ooh.
Yeah, rough.
Yeah, sounds like we're not going to be able to get him in all our leagues anymore.
No, probably not. I mean, that's not much leeway.
Yeah, so your projections for him, 17 points, 8.5 boards, 1.5 assists, 0.8 steals, 2.3 blocks with 1.6 threes. It's making me cry. It looks so good.
I don't even think I really went up that much. I think I just prorated his stats, gave him a little bit boost in field goal percent because he should be taking better shots this year. It's not even that unreasonable as long as he gets those minutes, which I do not see competition for.
Yeah, I mean, there's no competition. Do you worry about the usage at all? Because now that they're the super team.
He's a jump shooter. I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
You know, Noah is a great inside passer. You know he's going to find him for some easy layups.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too worried about it. Melo's kind of changed his game. You love that he's passing more.
Yeah. I'm surprised Porzingis came out of 50th overall in
Lee,
per game.
Lee is a real small usage guy, so you're really just looking at Rose.
Lee's not doing it. Well, Rose is going to take 30 shots and miss them all.
Well, there's some offensive rebounds to be had.
Yeah.
That is a strength, so yeah, maybe.
Sorry.
I'm not too worried about it. I think if you draft him in the high second round, you're just not going to get enough to justify it with too much risk, which is why I'm probably not going to have them, at least not everywhere.
So you think my 23 is a little too high or about right?
No, that's perfect. Okay. I want to pair him with, a punt field goal guy would be nice.
Interesting.
I'll take him with Harden. I'm good with that.
Ooh, that'd be a fun
Or Westbrook, either one.
Man.
Punt free throw after that, or punt field goal after that.
Yeah. Cool. Well, there's Porzingis. I've got Horford, 24. He's still finishing well, but I just don't know how he's going to mesh on that team yet. He's 30.
I think he'll be okay. Annoying part is Stevens. I don't trust him.
Yeah, I don't either. I put that too. Minutes, I could see getting 29 to 30. You haven't projected for 32.
Just because he's like the best big on their team. And it isn't close.
Yeah, there's no question. But I mean, they're going to want to play Tyler Zeller his 7 minutes.
Yeah. Well, and they actually lost their other best big man in Sullinger.
Yeah. They got to play Amir Johnson his 13 minutes.
Yeah.
Actually,
Olenek needs to go around looking pretty.
Talk about a nice man bun.
There you go.
25, I have Blake Griffin. You think he's going to bounce back?
I mean, you know, keep the gloves on. And his bounce back, you know, his absolute top of the line is 25. He has, you know, one of his usual best good years. It's 25. So drafting him there, you're probably taking in a little bit too much risk for what you're going to get. I hope he falls. If he falls more to the late third, I'd be happy with that.
Last year in Basketball Monster, he was only 28. The year before he was not even that close, I don't think, unless I missed his name. He was 24. So you're right on there. Okay, maybe 25 was a little high for him.
It's the ceiling, that's all.
Yeah. 26, Eric Bledsoe. Ugh.
I know. Once again, I think this might be a little too close to the ceiling. It's not the ceiling, but They're going to bring him on slowly. They're not going to bring him on full speed.
Well, he's had a long time to recover from this now, and it's not like it was an ACL tear. It was the meniscus something. Where is our doctor of the podcast? When is this happening, Slim? You promised me a doctor. Right? You promised me a doctor.
Damn it, Jim.
A doctor, not a pool man.
Oh, I forgot. I'm completely lost. Where was I? What were we talking about? It is hot.
Bledsoe's knee or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not. I don't know. He'll have to fall some. I don't think I'm taking him there.
All right. I still think the upside is there.
I'm probably taking Oladipo ahead of him.
Yeah, we're going to get to Oladipo. Don't you worry. I know that's what everyone wants to talk about. Last year, Bledsoe was 24 in per game given in.
And it was good. He was doing really good.
Yeah, in only 31 games, but almost all of his negative value was in 3.6 turnovers. So, yeah, all right. 27, I have Jimmy Butler. Yeah, he used to push for second-round picks, but he can't stay healthy. Too much usage around him. I know you'd take Oladipo over him.
Yeah, I would.
Okay, so Slim, and your argument, I remember this from last podcast. Your argument better not be, well, Billy Donovan.
so, no, man, that's my trump card. I keep that in my back pocket.
Sell me on Oladipo because I just don't get it. I have him 28th. So, like,
how many points is Westbrook going to score?
30.
Who else is going to score more than 10 points?
Cantor's going to score like 20.
So now we're at 50 points with no one else scoring over 10 points.
Adams will probably score over 10.
like 10.2?
Yeah, exactly.
In 35 minutes?
Sure.
The usage will be there, and he'll probably, you know, split time with Westbrook so that, you know, whenever one of them's off, the other one is just going to be constant. Here's the ball, go do something.
Okay.
And you know that the steals and the blocks were real nice last year. I know you hate his 3-point shot, but it's coming around.
How is it coming around?
Still young.
We argued on this before. I still don't understand how a guy who's shooting low 30% is coming around with the 3-point shot.
I think it's improving.
It went up 0.7%. It's gone up three straight years by 1%.
Okay.
So, okay, fine. It's improving. All right, well, last year, here are some concerns. Last year, free throw volume way down. And remember, he had concussions. Remember, weren't you really worried about his concussion stuff for a little bit?
I am. I still am.
Yeah, so less aggressive to the free throw line.
Yeah.
Took more threes, which, I don't know, like barely making more. That's fine.
35% at least league average, though.
Alfred Payton wasn't very good, yet his assists went down. His steals went down last year. Yeah, the blocks went up to 0.8. That's awesome.
Asked to do a lot less. His assist to turnover ratio skyrocketed.
Yeah, it was better. I don't know if that's 4.1 to 2.8 to 3.9 to 2.1. I don't know if that's skyrocketing.
And it went even better the year before, dropped by 0.4. It's coming around, and he's what, 22 maybe? 24? Or I can't add.
He is 24. I just don't know. I mean, if he was what you think he's going to be this year, why couldn't he do that last year for the Magic? Yes, I know Skiles.
Okay, 33 yeah. minutes last year. I don't think he's playing only 33 minutes. So can we add 3 minutes? Can we call him a 36-minute guy?
But you add 3 minutes, his stats don't still translate quite to what you have. They're fairly close. The points are a little high.
I love them blocks. 0.8 blocks.
Yeah, 0.8 blocks is nice. Yeah, I just don't. 45% from the field, that would be well a career high.
Yeah.
I don't think the free throw volume's huge. The threes aren't great for someone we're ranking this high.
No, you're going for some upside here. You know, remember the second half of his year last year was really good. He really got a lot better second half.
How much different was it?
I think he was at 19 points a game second half.
Post All-Star, yeah, 19.4 points. Yeah, 47% from the field was nice. The 3-point percentage. The 3-point percentage didn't change.
Yeah, with the steals and blocks.
Yeah, the steals and blocks were good. The free throw volume went up a little. He did play 36 and a half minutes. So that's it. But the assists went down. I don't know. He's never played next to a superstar like Westbrook.
He had sub 2 turnovers at that time, too. He was asked to do less. He wasn't being asked to be the facilitator. Ooh, I can't believe I got that out in one try.
Well, he's not asked to be the facilitator now.
Yeah, some. I mean, they're losing Durant. Durant was quite a bit, too.
Don't they still also have... Oh, what about Cameron Payne? When is Payne going to play? We both like Cameron Payne.
Yeah, that's your three-headed monster right there.
Well, if that's a three-headed monster, Oladipo's not going to be playing much point guard.
There's plenty of minutes. Payne's a big dude. Well, no, he's not. But Payne, no, it's... Man, thinking too much into this. He's not going to be a 6-assist guy. Okay?
Okay?
4 assists are just fine for what the other stats he gives. Well, you're not going to find a point guard given those blocks outside of John Wall.
That's fine, but that's not really the reason you're drafting him either.
Well, the high-end steals is a big part of it.
Yes.
I mean, it's what we always wanted DeRozan to be. And if DeRozan really picked it up, I mean, this is what we were hoping out of, like, Wiggins last year.
Maybe.
That second half I'm talking about. Just the second half when he got the big minutes.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I think there's going to be more bumps in the road. I don't think he gets to 19 points. The rest of your projection is kind of hard to fight with, though.
I'm curious what Basketball Monster had him as in their rankings for post-All-Star break.
I can do that real quick. It's probably very, very high.
I mean, looking at those numbers, it's got to be.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I have the date range right here. He came out to ninth.
That's pretty high. So you know the upside's there. You know it's possible. Yeah. We're not asking the impossible here.
That's 24 games of action, so, you know, temper it a tiny bit. All right. I still think the team change, Westbrook locked in to doing everything. I don't know. I've said it before. I'm going to say it again, Slammy. You're going to hate it. I kind of think they're rich man's sons.
Who?
Two incredible guards with not enough consistent play up front. Yes, Adams and Cantor's better than the Suns, but I'm not saying they're as bad as the Suns. I don't know. I don't think this team's going to work.
I mean, it's not going to be as good as it was, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it's not as... And then that's not going to work in the West, so...
But somebody's got to score.
Yeah.
I think Oladipo's going to take it upon himself to be that number two guy.
Okay. Well, we've spent a lot of time there. I mean, where did you... You've done your ranks for at least a little bit. Where was Oladipo for you?
21. This isn't entirely... I didn't spend a lot of time on that.
Okay. And I mean, I have him 28, so it's not like you have him like a high second rounder or anything. So
no, late second.
Yeah, so we're not like way off here, but
no, and he's fun to watch. I think he's going to be
no disagreement there.
I think he's going to be entertaining nonetheless against with Westbrook. Yeah. They're going to be highlight reel film kind of stuff every night.
Let's hope so. They need it without Durant. Moving along now, Kyrie, I've got 29. Do you agree with that, or you feel like that's high? I feel like his name value is going to keep... If he had a different name, I think he might be a good sleeper for me, but I think name value is going to keep his ADP up.
Well, and LeBron keeps the assists down.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's the decent field goal percent guy, so you have that going for you.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think 29 is pretty good.
Okay.
Definitely not the sexiest pick, but...
Yeah.
I think it could be a little higher. I mean, he got drafted higher going into last year before the injury.
I think so. I think he was a second rounder.
Yeah, I think he was more, you know, 15-ish.
Yeah.
But that was probably going too high.
Probably. Let's go to three straight guys you hate. You hate all of these guys so much. I can't believe it.
It's up there.
Why do you hate LaMarcus Aldridge? Talking about looking at someone's per game Aldridge was ninth in per game the last 31 games, so that was a little bit past post-All-Star break. He had just gotten to a new team, so I don't think that's that arbitrary of something to look at because he was assimilating himself better. No more Tim Duncan. Yes, there's Gasol, but...
No, there's missed games. I don't like that.
True.
I don't like what, you know, could happen to the minutes. He plays in two or three bad games, or two or three games that are blowouts, and you're looking at 24-minute games. Yeah, I know.
Did a cat just visit you?
I try not to strangle the cat too much on air. I apologize to all my fans.
I think the cat's telling you that you hate Aldridge too much.
I mean, I guess she's backing him.
I mean, it's not...
Blocks are falling, you know.
It's not why you're drafting him.
Yeah, you're drafting him for 2% in turnovers. That's what you're drafting him for.
And scoring and rebounds. Those are stats, too.
He's Cantor? Is that what you're saying?
No, but Cantor doesn't do the... He's not as good as a free throw shooter, I think. The volume's not going to be there.
Maybe. We already said Cantor's going to get big minutes, right?
That's true.
2010 type of guy with those minutes.
He's not going to be 2010. Get out of here.
I actually don't think that's impossible.
It's not
impossible. It's just you're going to get nothing else out of him.
Yeah, if he's going to shoot that many shots, I don't think he'll be on Aldridge's level. Aldridge was really good last year.
It was solid. Except Aldridge has to deal with, Pau Gasol? Dun, dun, dun. Now, you got Aldridge at 30. I think that's absolute best case scenario.
He was over that last year, even with a terrible start. That's according to the metrics.
Well, I don't, you know, these categories aren't all equal to me, but.
I know. He was 26 last year. One below Dante Jones. I love how these outliers mess up the thing.
That's one game.
Because one game, and he played 42 minutes, yeah. So Aldridge was more or less 25th, even with a bad start.
Yeah, and he's a year older, not a year younger like some of these guys.
Yeah, but Aldridge, it's not like he's some explosive playmaker out there. He takes
one he's a jump shooter.
Yeah. Sure. He barely jumps in general.
But I actually don't think... I think Pau Gasol might actually... You know, they play the same game.
Yeah, I think Gasol's much better in the post.
And I think Gasol's going to be better than what Duncan was last year.
Yes.
So, yeah, I can't... I don't see how Aldridge is better than last year. And 30th, drafting him middle of the third, we'll say. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
All right, well... I think he can be about the same as last year because we saw a really bad start. Well, not a bad start, just not a great start. And then a really good finish. I think he's somewhere in the middle, which is what his stats were last year.
Okay. And then drop a little bit for age. Besides percents. I mean, percents should stay the same.
I don't have the same age concern for a player like that.
I know. I'm an ageist.
You are an ageist. All right, next guy on here, Isaiah Thomas. You hate him so much. You hate short people. You're like me. You think they're hiding something.
He's not that much better than the other point guards, if at all.
Which other point guards? The one we just talked about?
No, Reggie, Teague, Dragic.
Oh, he's better than those guys.
No, I've got them all about the same, and I'm not going... around earlier for Isaiah Thomas when you can get one of those guys around later. That's the other thing.
Well, again, I'm pointing to the metrics, which I know can't always be perfect, but he finished 37th last year ahead of all those guys. The points are higher than all of them. The free throw volume's higher. The threes are higher. The assist to turnover is still really good.
Yeah, that's... He's a point guard.
Well, those reasons are why he's better.
He's got the lowest amount of field goal percent. He's got the lowest rebounds of all of them. Like that's a big deal.
He
doesn't block shots because I don't think he could block my shot.
well, his defense is pretty atrocious. There's some great videos of him not doing anything on defense. It rivals Harden. There's no disagreement there. What was Reggie Jackson's field goal percentage last year? This field goal percentage isn't worse than those guys. It's worse than Dragic, but it was 0.6 worse than Reggie Jackson. I don't think he's, like, that much worse than those guys. It was about as bad as Conley's.
Yep, that's why I'm putting them all about the same place.
Oh, that's one stat, though.
I don't think he's a round better than Reggie.
I think he's a round and a half better than Reggie.
Or Dragic. I think Dragic's going to have a big year with no Wade.
I have Dragic a little higher. I like Dragic. We'll save more Dragic for the next one because I have him 51, which I might need to raise.
I got Isaiah Thomas as a fourth rounder. You got him as a third rounder. It's just that I think we probably saw his ceiling last year.
Okay.
I don't think we got any upside for more.
Okay, that's a good argument. So, moving along. The Jang train. Why are you not on board with the Jang train?
You know, and when you look at the entire stat line, there's nothing wrong with it. It'll be good. It's just he doesn't have that he's going to win you this. And I guess that's why I just don't get excited about it.
You hate the metrics, guys, much.
Yeah, especially if someone like him that doesn't have a big volume to his metrics.
1.6 blocks a game.
I meant the field goal percent and free throw percent. They're not gonna win the categories for you.
No, but they help with being a block and rebound guy, which a lot of guys don't help.
He's kind of a low end rebounder. Cat really sucks those in.
That's true, but you know, 8 boards for a guy in this range that's doing everything else isn't that bad. And it's not like you're not going to get rebounds with your last few picks.
Yeah, I mean, you got much higher upside with Gobert, but you got that free throw worry. You know, versus someone like Kevin Love, yeah, okay. Ibaka, eh. I think I'm going Favors higher. I just, you know, he's Favors. He's a better scorer. If Favors stays healthy, he'll be better.
I don't know about that. I think Jang's going to outdo him in defensive stats.
And if Ibaka is going to play next to Biyombo, I think he's going to have quite a jump in his usage.
Yeah, he should. But I don't know how much. I don't know how much that upside can really go because Ibaka is going to have to take so many jump shots. The field goal percentage isn't going to be great. He's not going to get rebounds again, especially next to Biyombo or even Vucevic.
No, but Gorgie, I got him at 7.8 in 30 minutes. That's not particularly good.
Man, I think he can also play a lot more than 30 minutes, especially starting for a Thibodeau team.
Yeah, he should. They signed Aldrich for a little bit, a couple of dollars.
He's like a center only, though.
He's a nice little backup. He's a good
player. I wrote that in the Timberwolves team preview that I think he's a really underrated player. But I think he's a center only to Cat.
But I think he could play next to Turner. Turner could play anywhere. He could be a point guard if they wanted him to.
Who can play anywhere?
Towns, my bad.
Oh, sorry, you confused me.
Yeah, wrong tee.
All right. So we've only got a few minutes left. Duchess, Gobert's right there. Why did you project Carmelo for 3.9 assists? That seems really low.
Well, I think, what's his name? Rose is going to have the ball in his hand a little bit too much.
Yeah, but he doesn't get assists. He does get turnovers.
Well, he gets a good 5 or 6. I think that's better than what they were running last year.
Probably, but
Point guard was just a dead position last year. I think that's why Carmelo got that career high.
Yeah, 4.2 last year was his career high. I don't know. Rose around. Noah's a good passer, but he's not going to get like 8 assists. I think Melo could facilitate pretty well for this team. Kick out to Porzingis.
I just don't think there's going to be as much of a need for it.
Okay. Well,
I mean, Jennings will probably come off the bench and you know handle the ball most of the time he's on the court.
Yeah. Just giving a little bit ahead. Favors 39. If he didn't have back spasms the past few years, especially the bad missing a month last year, I'd probably have him a few higher. It's just a real concern.
Yeah, even 39. You know, I've got him at 32. This all feels like a ceiling. There's probably too much risk to be taking him this high.
Okay. Well, least I sold you a little bit there. Speaking of too risk for too high, I may have overdone my Chandler Parsons rank.
You know, if he's healthy, ready to go game one, it's going to be a steal. And when he was playing last year, he was really good.
Yeah, yeah. Last 26 games last year, 19 points, 5.9 rebounds, 3.1 assists, 1.1 steals, 0.3 blocks. That's pretty good. But then 2.6 threes and shot 51.9% overall. He was just incredible.
And I am with you on this trusting Memphis.
Ah, I'm glad that you like that
point. A good organization, I don't think they make those kind of decisions.
Yeah, it's kind of like... Well,
they did bring in Jeff Green, though.
Oh, but they probably paid him like nothing. And he has.
And they thought they were going to turn Stevenson into something.
Again, they're not the ones that gave him that deal. That was the Hornets. Yeah, I did.
That was anybody could have taken that gamble.
I mean, those are like scrap heap pickups just to throw spaghetti on the wall.
Parsons is a big old contract.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a little different.
Yeah, I think they believe in a full recovery.
Yeah, I do too. So yeah, I like them. And I mean, if there's ever a team that needed a wing playmaker, it's the frickin' Grizzlies.
Yeah, it's a great fit.
Yeah.
They could really be a good team if they're healthy come playoff time. They could be scary. They could be taking out some good teams.
Yeah, so I may be paying for a little bit of upside there, but, you know, Conley's a 6-assist guy. He's not one of the 8 or 9 guys, so Parsons could fall his way to 3 or 4 assists too. Hit threes. He's going to score, especially when Gasol, because Gasol's not going to play day one, most likely. Parsons going to need to score a ton.
Yeah, and if they're playing Tony Stark, that's not his name. Who's there?
Tony Allen.
There we go. Nice. First one that came to mind. Yeah, but he doesn't shoot threes. Gasol and Randolph don't shoot threes.
Yeah.
How many is Parsons going to have to take?
He might take like 8 a game. Might be a little too high, but...
When healthy, I think this 40 rank's going to look just fine.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're with me on that one. All right, so we're actually going to wrap the pod there. We'll get through 40 through 75 maybe next time. I don't know. We're not doing we're still on the 2-week schedule. I know we're a little behind on this one, but schedules have been rough. But we'll be doing a couple more pods in the next month here. Then we'll start doing weekly for a couple weeks and then get into our in-season 2 days a week schedule. Just keep an eye out for that. We'll keep you apprised of the schedule. Slim, are you excited for your off-season prep?
I've been doing a little bit of... You're talking about basketball, right?
Yeah, this is
pinnacle of fantasy sports right now.
Yeah, it's sports overload right now. We've got rosters expanding in the REL Baseball League. Got football drafts all this week. Oh, my God. There's so much going on. But that's what makes it fun. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Hope you're enjoying your basketball prep. Good luck in your football drafts this year. If you're a football player, good luck to your baseball teams if you're heading into the postseason or your roto stretch run. And Slim, this was good. We didn't argue as much as I was hoping. We did a little bit.
You were hoping for argument?
Yeah, we need to yell at each other more.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that once we start talking pairings.
Oh my God, that's
especially free throw punt.
Oh my, oh yeah, we'll just rehash that conversation down the road on the podcast. All right, we'll catch everyone then. Thanks so much for listening, Slim. Take it easy.
Yes, sir.